The women were the last to leave the cross and last to leave the tomb of Christ. They had come to see that all had been done that could be done for the lifeless form of their beloved teacher. They witnessed the heavy stone rolled against the entrance to the tomb. Mary Magdalene and the other Marys lingered about the resting place of the Lord, shedding tears of sorrow over the fate of him whom they loved. These same women watched and waited for the hours of the Sabbath to pass. Now, on the first day of the week, very early, they made their way toward the tomb, taking with them precious spices to anoint the Savior's body.
He was so tender and sympathetic.
And so loving and kind. He loved everyone.
I remember that in one of his talks he said, "Love your enemies." That is hard to do. But he did it. Always.
Everything he did was perfect. How the temple leaders dared accuse him is beyond me.
I think they're no different from the rest of us. If we refuse to give up one sin, even a small one, we will soon refuse to give up four, then eight, then many, until we are steeped in sin and don't realize it.
Did you see that?
Yes. A bright light. The earth quakes. Feel it?
An earthquake. Perhaps we'd better go home. Not that I'm afraid. It's just that, well, we're too small and weak to roll the stone away from the mouth of the tomb. Who's going to do it for us if we don't go back and get someone?
We're so close. Let's go on and at least see the tomb.
Mary Magdalene, coming from a different direction than the other women, arrives at the tomb first.
A bright light. The earth quakes. No, I'm going on to the tomb.
From the tomb entrance. I'd better run and tell his disciples. They'll want to know this.
The tomb.
But it's empty and a light shines.
His body is not inside the tomb.
Someone must have rolled the stone away and... Look, we're not alone. Sitting by the tomb is a young man in pure white garments.
Let's go.
Flee not! Neither fear ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, who was crucified.
Yes.
He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay.
Shall we?
Certainly. There's another young man sitting inside.
Why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but he is risen. Remember how he spake unto you while he was still in Galilee, saying that he must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, and be crucified, and the third day rise again.
He did say that. I remember now. Our Lord is risen. He is risen.
Go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead.
He is not dead. He lives. Peter, John, I have a terrible news.
Now be calm, Mary. Everything is all right.
It is not. Someone rolled the stone away from the tomb.
What?
They have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre.
No.
And we know not where they have laid him.
The master's body is gone?
Yes, and I...
Come quickly, we will go to the tomb.
Yes.
It is as Mary said. His body is gone.
Here is the shroud and the napkin that was about him. Peter, you see how the napkin and shroud are folded and placed neatly, each in a place by itself.
Yes.
The Master is not dead. He is risen.
Alive? Jesus? He was buried right here in these clothes.
I'm remembering something he said. The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again. He is risen.
Who has risen?
John thinks that Jesus is. How did you get here?
I followed you and John from Jerusalem.
Peter, the Lord is risen. I know it. Come, let us go to Jerusalem and look for him.
If you think so, all right, John. I'll go with you.
I'm going to remain here. Someone stole his body, thinking this was too good a tomb for a man branded a criminal. If he was still here, or if I could find his body, Lazarus' tomb. I'd bury him there.
Woman, why weepest thou?
Because they have taken my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him.
Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou?
Oh, sir, if thou hast borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away and bury him in a tomb that his own voice made vacant.
Mary.
Master.